بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are entering the last third of Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us his greatest favor of these days, which is Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he mentioned ليلة القدر, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. Allah said, this is the night in which we have sent down the Quran. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this means from Lahul Mahfuz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down. And Allah said, how will you understand what is the meaning of Laylatul Qadr? How will you understand the value of Laylatul Qadr? And as an example of that, Allah said, this is better than 1,000 months. People make this calculation, they say it is 83 and a half years. Allah didn't say that. Allah said it is better than khayrum min al-fishar. Allah did not say it's equal to 1,000 months. Even if it was equal to 1,000 months, it would be more than enough, because that means practically your entire lifespan of ibadah from the day you were born till the day you died, the average lifespan of this ummah is maybe 70 years. So it is more than your lifespan. 24 hours non-stop worship, if we did, and if all of that was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what 83 years is. But Allah is not saying, Allah is saying more than this. How much more? According to the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. Allah does not count and give. Allah gives according to His majesty and grace. That's what we ask Allah for. We don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for counting. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah to give us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this night is the night in which the angels descend, and there is peace, and there is salam, and there is harmony, and there is safety, until the time for Iyahatta Matriyaj Fajr. What must be done in this night? Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, if I find this night, what must I do in it? And he said, make this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afu fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are the most forgiving. You are the most honored and most honorable of those who forgive. You like to forgive, so forgive me. See the beauty of this dua. He's not saying, forgive me because I deserve to be forgiven. No. Forgive me because you like to forgive. Allah, aapko maaf karne ka shauk hai. To aap apna shauk pura kijiye. Wo shauk pura karne ke liye kisi ko maaf karne wala bhi chahiye na. Wo main hu. Mujhe maaf kar. So Allah, forgive me because, not because I deserve it, not because, no. Forgive me because you like to forgive. إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ كَرِيمٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. That's the dua we make for all of us. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنَّا. So therefore, this is what we must do. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are only, you know, in Arabic the word, in Urdu also we have the same word, zaruri. In Urdu we say zaruri with a zay, and actually the word is with a zaad. So, darura. In Arabic, the word darura means something without which you will perish. It's not just a question of, you know, you might say, well, you know, phone is daruri. It's not daruri. It's a shock. Daruri is something that without this you will perish. There is no hope. Without that, we are gone. Right? So you might say, well, air is necessary, air is zaruri, because if there is no air, I will die. Food is not zaruri. You can last for many, many days without food. Right? Water is a little bit more zaruri than food, because you can't last that long without water. But air is absolutely zaruri. I mean, within a few minutes you are finished. So there are only two things which are zaruri for a human being in this life. One is hidayah in this life, and the second one is maghfirah when he dies. Only two things, nothing else is required. Wealth is not required, health is not required, influence is not required, a house is not required, nothing is required. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives and we ask Allah for all of these. Children are not required, right? I mean, nothing is required. If we ask Allah for all this, alhamdulillah, and we thank Allah for giving it. But point is, none of this, you will not perish if you don't have children. Nothing, as a matter of fact, it's a very good thing not to have children, frankly, if you ask me. You will not perish if you don't have a wife or a husband. You will not perish if you don't have money. There are many people who are living on literally, you know, hand-to-mouth existence. They are living. But if a person does not have hidayah, that person can have all the wealth in the world and all the power in the world and all the authority in the world and everything in the world, but he does not have Islam, he does not have hidayat, that person has perished. Walasri, inna linsana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu. So Allah is saying very clearly, all human beings are finished, they are dead, they are perished, they are in huge loss, they are in the Jahannam, they are in the hellfire. Everybody, inna linsana, every human being, illa alladhina amanu, except the one who has iman. So all the wealth in the world cannot save you and me from. There's a famous story. There was a famous person who was very wise called Behlul. He's called Behlul Dana. In Urdu we say Behlul Dana. Behlul is the wise person. But he used to pretend to be, you know what they say, Majzoob or something, you know, like he used to pretend to be half mad or something. He would do zikr, he would walk around here and there, so on. Now Harun Rashid, he lived in Harun Rashid's time. Harun Rashid was, for whatever reason, he was fond of him. So one day Harun Rashid's wife Zubaydah, she was a very pious woman. She did many good things. She built a canal going up to Masjid Nabawi and, you know, water the Hujjaj and all kinds of things. A very, very, very pious person, his wife. So, and Harun Rashid also was a good king among the Abbasids. He was one of the very good rulers. So one day Harun Rashid and his wife were walking along the seashore, and they found Behlul sitting there, and he was making sandcastles. So Harun Rashid said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm making these houses." He said, "Why?" He said, "To sell them." So Harun Rashid said, "How much is it?" Behlul said, one dirham. So Harun Rashid said, "If I buy this, what do I get?" He said, "I will make dua for you, that Allah must give you a palace in Jannah. Buy this house from me for one dirham, and I will make dua that Allah must give you a palace in Jannah." So Harun Rashid thought this is, Behlul is joking or whatever, so he didn't bother. His wife was walking with him. She heard this thing. She came to Behlul and said, "Here is one dirham. Make dua for me." That night, Harun Rashid went to sleep, and he saw, in his dream, he saw something like looked like Jannah to him. Beautiful gardens and orchards and rivers and this and that. And in that Jannah, he saw this absolutely fantastic palace. Beautiful palace, something he couldn't even imagine. Absolutely fabulous palace. So he went towards the palace and he saw his wife's name on it. "This is very good, it's my wife's palace, so I can go." So he went there, there was a gatekeeper, he stopped him. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Harun Rashid, this is my wife's palace, see her name, that's my wife. So I'm coming, I want to see the palace." He said, "No, no, no, no." He said, "No wife and all here." So this palace belongs to this lady. Khalas. I don't care who you are. What do I care? Your wife and all is there. You're not here. So goodbye. Harun Rashid woke up. Next day, again he and his wife went to the same place and they found Bahlul sitting making his sandcastles. So Harun Rashid said to him, how much is this? He said, no. He said, Harun Rashid said to him, what are you doing? He said, I'm making this. He said, why? He said, to sell them. So Harun Rashid said, if I buy it, what do I get? He said, I'll make dua for you. So he said, how much is it? Bahlul said, the kingdom of the whole world. Kingdom of the whole world. Harun Rashid said, yesterday I came, you told me ₹1 for this thing and one dirham for this thing, and today you are saying kingdom of the whole world. I don't even own the whole world. How do I give you the kingdom of the whole world? He said, yesterday this was unseen. Today it is seen. He said, yesterday it was unseen. He said, today it is seen. That's why we came back. Now, this is actually the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of judgment, people who denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be told that today you want to give gold equal to the entire earth to be saved from the hellfire. In the world, you were not asked for that. Nobody asked you for anything. It was free. You didn't want it. Now, after seeing the Jahannam, after seeing what you have bought, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. So, dua. Now, couple of things. You know, sometimes, for example, like this one. Anytime I meet him, he is just fresh with wudu. So, I call him Kacha Bacha. So, supposing now he asks Basharat Bhai, I want a motorcycle. Basharat Bhai will say, yeah, sure. I'll give you. So, now he's waiting for the motorcycle. So, tomorrow he comes. Where's my motorcycle? Basharat Bhai will say, I give you. I told you I'll give you, no? The next week he comes. Where's my motorcycle? What will happen? Will you give him? When will he get a motorcycle? 20 years from now. Will he get a motorcycle? Inshallah, yes. He will get, and he will get the best motorcycle. And frankly, I don't think we should buy a motorcycle. We'll give him a nice car. Because bikes are not safe. But my point is that, just giving you an example. He will get it, but he will get it after 20. Why after 20 years? Basharat Bhai can afford to buy it today. Why won't he give it to him? Because he is not capable of riding a motorcycle. He's a little boy. He is not capable of riding. He has the desire for a motorcycle. That's a different issue. But can you handle it if I give it to you and you can't handle it? Who knows this? The father knows this. Son does not know it. Son thinks, what is this? I am asking my father every day. He tells me he'll give me. He's not giving me. He doesn't say, father's a liar. He won't say that. But I'll say, in his heart, he feels, what is the point of this? You know, my father says, ask me. I ask him, he doesn't give me. This is our issue. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept a dua, but he will accept it in his own good time when he knows that this is good for you. And Allah will accept it unless you give up asking. So never give up asking. Keep on asking. Allah knows what is the best time to give what you have asked. Today I have lived long enough in this world and I remember my duas. And there are some duas I made. Today I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not give me that. Seriously, I remember the duas I made. I remember where I made them. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah did not give me that. Because if Allah had given me that, today I would be making the opposite dua. Saying, Ya Allah, get rid of this thing. Allah knows, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is good and what is not good. The Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we ask dua. Some things we ask, we get immediately. Other things we don't get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Uduni. Astajib lakum, ask me, I will give you. How do we reconcile this with our life experience? Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as in three ways. One, you ask something, Allah gives you. Allah give me this, Allah gives you. So that is straightforward. He says another way, where you ask for something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you. You spend your whole life asking, Ya Allah, this, Ya Allah, this, Ya Allah. It doesn't come. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment when you go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will show you these things. He said, Allah will show you the what you asked, Allah gave you. Alhamdulillah. Then Allah will show you, this is what you asked me. But at that time, when you were asking me this, there was this calamity, there was this musibah, there was this accident, there was this disease, there was God knows some terrible thing which was in your qadr, which would have happened to you. But because you were making this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected you from that calamity. And then Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and then there is the third dua, which Allah will show you. And Allah will say, you asked me this, I did not give you. And at that time, there was also no calamity to befall you. Right? Allah will then say, but that dua is with me. You kept asking, that dua is with me. Now ask me what you want, I will give you. Where is this conversation happening? Before the throne of Ar-Rahman on the day of judgment. Having said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you could understand and realize the value of this. Value of what? Of asking something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not getting it in this life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you could understand the value of this, you will wish that you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your whole life and not even one is accepted in this world. Can you imagine? He said, if you understand the value of this, you will wish, Ya Allah, let me keep on asking you and keep on asking you and keep on asking you and don't give me anything here. Don't give me anything here. Keep it all there with you. On that day of judgment when I stand before you, then you will say, you ask me this, now tell me, what do you want? This is the meaning of Hidayat. Hidayat is to understand these things. And this can only and only come because of the wahi that Rasulullah received. This is not tajruba. This is not experience. You can't get it and I can't get it from some experimentation or in a science lab. This has to come because this is the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason why we need the Nabi alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank him that he gave us Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam and he put us in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to whom we got this knowledge. So send a lot of durood and salam on Rasulullah because that is his haqq, it is his right and it is our duty that we must fulfill the right of the Nabi alayhi salam over and above everyone and everything else, inshaAllah. Send a lot of durood and salam on Rasulullah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the days, make a lot of dua, never lose heart, alhamdulillah, keep on making dua, never lose heart, never think, oh, I'm making dua, no, much is happening, you do not see it, much is happening. And then when this life ends, which is like a flash like that, when it is gone, then you will see, wallahi, this is all that happened, because dua is ibadah, ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, dua is ibadah. Just making the dua, you are getting hasarat. And any dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put a condition. Obviously, you don't have to say anything halal because, I mean, nobody is so shameless that you will ask for haram. Right? If that is your condition, then may Allah help you. But the point is that anything you want, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get me the latest, cell phone. Don't make stupid dua. I think you can say nothing wrong. You can still make the dua. What? Allah didn't say, don't say it. So say it. What is it? That is ibadah. So alhamdulillah, whether you get it or not, ibadah. You got the hasanat for this. Alhamdulillah. Multiplied 70 times in this month. This is the beauty of Islam. Subhanallah. Ajib. Little bit of action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. My Rabb Jalla Jalal is sitting there waiting for excuses. They always say, the only king who opens the doors of his treasures and who appoints people there to say, get people and take this, take this, take this. Who are those people appointed? The Anbiya alayhi wasalam. They came for what? They came to teach you to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other kings, they have security guards. They have rings of security around their treasures. Their treasures are in steel vaults and they are buried underground and so on. Nobody must get close to my treasure. But my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is open. Take what you want. Take what you want. Take what you want. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the words that He wants to hear and to give us in keeping with His majesty and grace. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allahumma innaka afuwun kareem tuhibbul af fa'fu anna. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.